What then must we do? Straight talk about the next American Revolution, democratizing wealth and building a community-sustaining economy from the ground up, by Garl Pervitz. A note about what can be talked about and in what ways. As is pretty evident, or will be in a few pages, this book is written in a very informal conversational style, especially for someone like me, who is an academic and a former Washington insider, also an activist on things that matter. The reasons are several. First and foremost, I've been talking to lots of people the last few years about these things, all around the country, and I've found that it is possible, easiest, and best to discuss the really important points about our crumbling American system and what to do about it in language that is understandable and accessible. Second, many of the really big issues covered in the pages ahead can't be handled in any way other than what is best termed informed speculation. In other words, judgments about what it makes sense to actually do politically all depend upon, usually unspoken and unacknowledged, assumptions about what is possible in the future. And the problem, as historian Louis Namur once quipped, is that we all tend to remember the future, by which he meant that we don't and can't document what will happen in the future. Instead, most of us unconsciously project forward assumptions about what is possible based on our actual experience of the past. We remember forward that which we unconsciously take for granted. This works most of the time, but it works terribly in times of great change. Most academics and Washington insiders, like most people, including most activists, aren't much better than anyone else about avoiding this pitfall. They also tend to remember the future, projecting, often telling us, with seeming academic or political authority, what is and is not possible. So a really big reason to write the way folks talk when they're relaxing over a couple of beers or a cup of coffee is to break out of this particular foolish spell. I'm from Wisconsin. I recall the 1950s when Senator Joe McCarthy had everyone trembling for fear of being called a communist. It was pretty dark in Wisconsin in the 1950s. And accordingly, at the time, ordinary citizens and academic scholars alike knew that if you remembered the future, nothing could ever really change. Then, of course, came the 1960s, and the explosion of the civil rights movement, the feminist movement, the environmental movement, the anti-Vietnam War movement. All largely unpredicted, and especially by those who claimed academic or political insider authority to forecast what is or was possible. So not only is it more enjoyable to write the way we talk, and even to play with the language, especially when you're facing a pretty dire and profound set of issues, but doing so is a not-so-subtle hint that it is time to stop taking seriously the people economist Paul Krugman wryly calls very serious people. They are the people who, by tone and language and a seemingly knowing stance, try to contain and constrain what can be talked about in polite circles, and what we really shouldn't say. And for those of you who do like academic references, see the endnotes and the afterword.